Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Chinese stocks are topping the foreign shopping list of Indian mutual funds. Anisha Kumar reports that all through March, Indian mutual funds did the maximum buying of Chinese stocks among their overseas purchases. They snapped up shares of Chinese companies like SenseTime Group, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, China Construction Bank, and Bank of China. With rising global uncertainty, mutual funds are looking to diversify their holdings. Foreign portfolio investors have turned net sellers in the Indian debt market, pulling out $2.27 billion in April, even as they continue to pump funds into equities. The last few days have seen the largest monthly outflow in India's debt market since May 2020. A big reason for the sell-off is narrowing yield spreads between India and US bonds, writes Ravindra Sonawane. As the yield differential narrows, FPIs are shifting funds to US debt because the returns are now more comparable and attractive. In an interview with Danish Khan, OnePlus co-founder Pete Lau said the mobile phone brand is preparing for a premium smartphone push in India, backed by its investments under Project Starlight. With a 6,000 crore investment on the cards, OnePlus aims to strengthen its position in India's growing smartphone market with a focus on AI innovation and expanding its product portfolio. Bharat is outpacing India on consumption demand. Companies such as Hindustan Unilever are seeing rural demand outpace urban growth, with small pack sales driving sales in rural areas. Aishwarya Nair reports that urban markets remain sluggish, with Nestle and HUL also facing challenges from commodity price inflation. IndusInd Bank has halted onboarding new microfinance customers amid an internal investigation into potential accounting lapses, reports Hamsini Karthik. While the bank denied any RBI instructions to halt customer acquisitions, people familiar with the development said the decision was taken in late January based on feedback from the regulator. India's decision to suspend the Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan following the Pahalgam terrorist attack may not immediately stop water flow to Pakistan, but it halts crucial information exchanges and could accelerate India's hydropower projects, reports Sweta Goswami. As India gets ready to retaliate against Pakistan, also read Ishan Gera's piece comparing the two economies and their remarkable divergence over the past 25 years. India has soared while Pakistan has stalled post-2000. The Indian economy is now 10 times larger with double the per capita income of Pakistan. And finally, on a day when Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a clear resolve to punish the terrorists and those behind them, Money Control spoke to Lieutenant General retired Dipendra Singh Hooda, who served as Northern Army Commander during surgical strikes across the LOC after the 2016 Uri attack. In an interview to Shamshed Chandel, he says, Pahalgam massacre was well planned by terrorists and their Pakistani handlers and reflected an intelligence failure. Also read strategic affairs expert C. Uday Bhaskar's piece on India's military options, where he urges restraint and cautions that punitive retaliation should be guided by a clear political message rather than emotion. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.